You've been a vocal critic of intervention. Will that be part of your platform as a candidate for Lingiari?
I think everybody has their rights, and everybody should be taught their rights, and basically that's what I've been doing in the past 3 years, is advocating human rights for people, and that's what I want to do, is basically be the voice of the people.
Barbara Shaw is with me this morning on 783 Mornings. Miranda Tetlow is my name. As she has stood today, she's made the announcement that she'll be standing for the Greens in the seat of Lingiari. You touched on Muckaty. What other issues do you see for Central Australia?
Not only Central Australia. I feel that the whole of the Northern Territory are in the same boat. And as well as doing my research down here in Central Australia, I've also made the next step in going up to the top end and talking to people up there. And basically, it's the same story right across the territory.
So what are those issues?
Basically, there's really no jobs in remote communities. And also, well as housing, you know, they want to be able to have a choice in what kind of housing they want and where they want it. And also probably appropriate funding for appropriate programs on communities.
What about the issue, a lot of talk, of course, and an important issue of housing in remote communities. I guess there's also rental crisis here in Alice Springs. There's the issue of housing in towns like Tennant Creek as well. What will you be doing to approach that issue?
Making sure the job gets done properly, and I think that they actually need somebody there to keep an eye on where the money is being spent and how it's being spent, whether it's from federal government or the NT government. So it's all about communicating properly and doing proper consultations. And when you're doing proper consultations, you actually need to take the answers from the people and statements, what people are saying, and taking that into consideration.
A listener called in last week concerned about the state of a lot of the roads, particularly in Central Australia and the Barkly. I think the Plenty Highway was mentioned. We're also hearing in the news in the last 24 hours that the Wongara Phosphate project is a few steps further. I think funding looking to be secured for that. That'll have a big impact on the Barkly Highway. What do you think could be done in this regard?
Well, given that there are 9 super shires in the Northern Territory now, I believe that a lot of the people out in remote communities actually want the corrugated roads sealed. So then there are no problems with vehicles when travelling out, because I know for a fact that I have people, you know, family coming in from bush, and their cars are always getting wrecked because of corrugated roads, and they don't last long, especially when they come into town, buy a new vehicle, then going out onto a corrugated road and then having to find that their cars are no longer roadworthy. So for us to get from A to B, you actually need a sealed road, especially when you're going to have mining trucks going out into mining spots. So yeah, that's the first thing that a lot of people ask for. What about our roads to the, you know, from the Stuart Highway to our communities? And that's one of the main things that the super shires should have started working on.
The issue of the nuclear waste facility at Muckaty Station, of course, very much in the news and very much in people's minds. What's your position on it?
My position on that is that you're actually putting poison into an environment where there is cattle stations on either side, and also you've also got Aboriginal people actually living out there and living off the land. You know, they go back out there all the time, and I've actually got family ties to Muckaty Station, and I believe that under the Article 29 of the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, it's actually got there should be no hazardous waste stored on land which Aboriginal people occupy. And without free, prior and informed consent, you can't actually do that unless you get consent from everybody.
If you were to be elected, what would be your priorities for the seat of Lingiari?
My focus would be basically focusing on human rights for everyone, everywhere, especially when it comes to the rights of Indigenous peoples, as well as environmental health, because you need to actually look at a lot of the health issues, whether if it's environment, primary, just healthcare in general, and just basically education and employment.
At least a quarter of the population in the Territory is Indigenous. How have people reacted to your candidature, your decision to stand?
Oh, it's been talked about a lot for a very long time. I guess that from when I ran for Tan Council as a candidate, when someone actually made a statement by saying, if you want to change the system, you have to get on the inside if you want to make that effect. And so basically from there, that's when I just thought about it, and then having to go out to remote communities in my research employment area, I guess the decision of becoming a candidate got stronger, and I believe in myself and the party that we will have a lot of support.